You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. So in the booth today, we have a couple of members from the Lennoxville Firefighters Association. And that's Jerry McNabb and George Bolio. So welcome.
Thank you.
And they're here to talk about the exciting Harvest Festival coming up this Sunday. And Giant Pumpkin weigh in at the Fire Station, number 6, 10 Samuel Gratham Street in the borough of Lennoxville. So this has been going on, you said, for quite a few years now, the Harvest Festival.
Yeah, it's dated back to the late 80s, Georgia, somewhere around there.
Yeah, sometime in, I would say, around 1985, 86, it was started. And it's been going ever since.
Okay, going ever since, and it's a lot of fun, too. It's a lot of family fun. Now, you were telling me that the Lennoxville Firefighters Association, that is a separate entity in itself. You're incorporated, so you're different from the Sherbrooke Firefighters or anything like that for as far as the association goes.
That's correct. We actually started the association around 1962, and it's been going ever since. We have had a lot of projects during that time. Raising money for local charities and also helping families that have been burnt out.
Okay. That's a nice thing to do, yeah, helping families because they lose everything when their house burns down.
Yeah, okay. we get to see a pretty close view of everything, so we know when the family needs some real help, and we try to do our best.
Yeah, for sure, sure. And the building itself, you said you just have to ask permission from the Sherbrooke Fire Department, and the association is something in itself. Now, the fun starts September 26th. That's this Sunday. Starts at 11 in the morning, goes to 5. And what are some of the activities?
There's going to be horse sleigh rides or horse and buggy rides like we've had in the past years. And there's going to be some fine pie eating where selling pies for to raise some funds for ourselves for the association. And also, George, what, there's hot dogs and
yeah, we're going to have hot dogs and soft drinks, coffee and tea for the people that want it, and at a very reasonable price. We do not believe in overcharging for anything, simply because it's a fundraiser, and our food is always on the family side so they can afford it.
Definitely, and the pie definitely is something to go for in itself, if not anything else.
Really.
So you're going to have the hay rides, and that's with one of the local people, I guess, that has horses. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's going to be Robert Harrison, his horses and that. And there's also going to be some square dancing in the in the station also. There's a group that's going to come and do some square dancing and stuff like that. And there's always, I'm not sure, there's going to be some artisans, and I think there's face painting and stuff like this.
And okay, good. And there's also going to be some vegetables too, like a farmer's market there too.
There'll be probably two or three booths of different vegetables, and probably some fruits too that are available.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun, too. And there's no charge for the event, just for the pie and the drinks, whatever.
Yeah, pie and the drinks and the hot dogs.
And anything that you buy from the artisans.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so you were saying that money raised for the from the different events goes to a lot of projects, raising money for burned families who have had their house burned. Also for the lunch program at Lennoxville Elementary, I guess?
Yeah, well, we make requests to them if they need money from us. We make donations, same with the St. Antoine School. And also we give money to the Cancer Foundation.
Okay.
And muscular dystrophy, and when there's some of our guys come up with an idea that they want to make a fundraiser or make a donation to a certain project, we always try to see fit to see what we can do, our best to do this.
Okay. Seems like there's more events coming up all the time, too, for the community, so it's a win-win situation. There's the haunted house at Halloween for the
That's one of my favorite. I like that one. It's a lot of kids come out and have some fun and get a little scared and get a little candy, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, and it's a great place for the kids to go. It's a safe place, too, especially with Halloween.
Exactly, yeah. It saves a lot of walking. If it's raining out like this, the kids get a chance at least to come and have a good time and get some memories.
good. And a lot of the Bishop students, I guess, help out too, so it's nice.
Yes, we have the drama class from Bishops that are, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be in business with the haunted house. They do all the work.
Okay.
We support them, and we appreciate all their help.
Good, good. So, Lennoxville Firefighters Association, how many about are in the association?
There's, we're 20 members. All the firefighters in the town of Lennoxville are a member. Plus, we have a few outside members that help.
Mm-hmm. That have retired from the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And they step forward to help us, and plus a few of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't refuse any help.
Okay, so you're all firefighters, so you get to see a lot of people, maybe not at their best then. So probably this has given you more of an appreciation for the different charities.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Okay, good. So that the fun happens on Sunday. CJMQ, we're actually going to be there playing music out of the bus, and I guess we'll be out of the fire station. I guess probably some of the artisans will be too, so it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody. What made you want to get into firefighting?
I don't know. It was so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've always, like a childhood dream is to be...
Mm-hmm.
You see a fire truck go by, you're always impressed, and
mm-hmm.
you know. And I was lucky enough to be able to get onto the department, and it was basically a dream come true.
Mm-hmm. You have training all the time, I imagine, workshops.
Yeah,
training.
We have training all the time, and updates and practices and stuff like this. It's always something on the go, always.
Okay, so I guess you have to be a calm personality then.
Well, not always. It doesn't always apply, but it's.
I've had quite a career in firefighting, as Jerry knows,
mm-hmm.
and I started in 63.
Okay.
And how did I get there? I guess it was through the old fire chief from Sherbert. His name was Percy Donahue, and I happened to be at a fire at what was the Philip Carey, which is the Kruger plant now.
I remember that, yeah.
And... I was dressed in fairly good clothes,
mm-hmm.
and he just pointed to me and he says, "You get in there and help them guys carry that generator in there so that they can have lights inside because
mm-hmm.
the light power had been turned off." And of course, when I got home that night, my mother was pretty upset with me because some nice new clothes were kind of ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I started following the local department here, and it wasn't long before somebody pointed me out to the chief and said, "We need him." So that's how I got started.
That's interesting. You must have seen a lot of changes, too, as far as the procedures.
We've come a long, long ways. Firefighting has evolved tremendously, especially in the last 15 to 20 years. The whole concept of fighting fire has changed to what we used to do when we first started. Of course, our training back then was pretty near nil,
mm-hmm.
Just occasional practice. And it had evolved into where you started going to these different courses and schools, both in the States and in Ontario, and some in Quebec. And eventually, you started to grasp what firefighting was really all about. We always said you put the wet stuff on the red stuff, but there's a lot more to it than that. And
mm-hmm.
it takes good training and good discipline with the men so that they understand and nobody gets hurt. That's the biggest part. Nobody gets hurt.
Exactly. Have either one of you ever had serious injuries?
No. We're lucky in Lennoxville. We've got a very good team, a really close-knit team. It's and the guys are really cautious, and they're really... They really pay attention. They do a really good job. And I think, the public knows that. They've seen them work. And the guys are, we've got a good team. I've got nothing bad to say about them.
Yeah, and teamwork is so important in this type of field, too.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You look out for each other. Of course, at fires, there's always a safety officer. So, therefore, you have somebody that's overseeing that certain things don't happen, or warn firefighters that there's a possibility, or change the whole strategy of a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And also at the same time, you have to understand that they're so close-knit at a fire, you sometimes wonder afterwards how they can stay so close-knit, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a lot of talk after a fire amongst themselves, of course. Sometimes they go home and talk to their wives too, which is a good sign because they're getting exposure to somebody else's ideas on it. And of course, don't forget that when you get called out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and you leave your wife in a nice warm bed, I think in the back of her mind, as any wife would have or any girlfriend, that he might not come back. There's always that possibility. You don't know what you're going to or what trouble you can get in. So that's always a big thing.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So that's why your wives have to be, and girlfriends have to be part of your team too.
Okay.
And they do come and help us. And by the way, we didn't mention that.
No. It's,
our wives usually are always involved with most of the fundraising and that, that we do.
That's great.
Wherever we are at a fundraiser, most of the time you can see wives or girlfriends are right behind us always.
Yeah, you have to have a strong family, otherwise it doesn't work.
No,
that's right.
So you could be called out of bed at 3 in the morning, 1 in the morning.
Whatever, yeah, and it's happened on several occasions just this week.
A lot of fires in the area?
Yeah, there is, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay, about how many fires do you cover a year?
Last year, I believe it was 279,
wow.
I believe.
279?
Yeah, I believe
calls.
It was.
Calls, we call any call.
Any call, yeah.
Some of them might be a full-blown fire, but there's also a lot of just minor things that happens, but they're called, we call it a call. And
yeah, when we're called, when the paycheck goes off, it's a call, and let's consider that counts as one call. So.
Yeah, you just go into operation as cautious as you would for a big fire.
That's right,
yeah, the same procedure.
The procedure.
So,
you get to read each other's, you know, movements and everything's very fast, too, so you definitely work as a team very well. Yeah.
We try anyways.
Yeah. So what kind of advice would you give the public on about preventing fires and different things like that? Any special thing?
Mostly common sense, carefulness, respecting the product or the items that you're using. And
exactly.
Sometimes a lot of fires are just regular mistakes. You know, miscalculations or carelessness and stuff like this, that people are cautious. And we have the citizens here in Lisbon are very good, although we do have a lot of calls, but a lot of them are alarm calls and nuisance calls and stuff like this. But the citizens have been pretty good. People are aware with the new prevention stuff that the city's doing. The people are open-minded to it, and there's everybody appreciates all the stuff, and people care about firefighting and fires and stuff like this. So we've got a good situation.
They do. Do you ever give any different times of the year when you give pointers to the citizens or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, there is times of the year where they have prevention and stuff like this, prevention programs and stuff like that, and the city has prevention officers that take care of school inspections and school trainings and stuff like this, which we used to do before the merger and stuff like that. But with the new system and stuff like that, they take over and do that, and it's a good thing. They're qualified. They're
good. What area do you cover? Do you just cover Lennoxville?
Yes, we cover Lennoxville, parts of now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but parts of Waterville, Hatley.
Okay,
and we also back up Sherbrooke in certain situations when they need backup equipment and backup manpower and stuff like that.
I think the two very important things are, number one is good smoke detectors, and service them as they tell you to do. Change your batteries at the proper time of the year. There's always in Fire Prevention Week, they're always saying the date is usually Halloween, and then in the spring again. I think good smoke detectors and heat detectors save lives, and that's basically what you want. You can replace the building, but you can't replace the life. And the second thing, people that are burning wood. A lot of people have switched at times to burn wood. They should understand and work very hard at burning wood properly. If wood is burnt properly with the proper stove and the proper chimneys, you should not have any problems in burning wood. But a lot of people don't understand the process of how wood burns and what it can produce.
Exactly.
And if it's not dry enough, and if it's burns too slow, it produces creosote, which will burn. And that's basically the problem in fires, and they do start a lot of fires in houses burning, people that burn wood. Mm-hmm. There's been numerous fires in the area that has caused quite considerable damage to a house. Plus, also, when you clean the ashes out of a hot stove, don't put them in a cardboard box. Don't set them outside next to your house or your rollerbacks for garbage, mm-hmm. because they will catch on fire.
And definitely, yeah, they can smolder for a long time and then just ignite.
Long time.
Yeah, great. Good advice, good advice. So, Harvest Fall Festival and Giant Pumpkin Weigh-Off coming up this Sunday, September 26th at the Fire Station Number 6, 10 Samuel Gratham Street in the borough of Lennoxville. The fun starts at 11 a.m. and goes into 5 p.m. and that's everybody's way that they can help the Lennoxville Firefighters Association. Okay, anything else either one of you wanted to add? Or?
No,
I'd just like to see a lot of people out. Looking forward to having a good harvest festival, and also looking forward to selling all the pies.
Good. I think you usually do sell all the pies.
Yeah. Most of the time we're pretty good. Yeah. And when we really want a pie, that's when it's really sold. We all want a pie for ourselves at the end of it, but yeah. That's all right. We're willing to sell it. We'll get one extra after.
Good, good. Well, it's a great organization, and Lennoxville Firefighters Association. Good. Well, we thank you very much for coming in, and definitely everybody should make an effort to go on out and enjoy the festival. One of the last few festivals before the cold weather sets in.
That's true.
I'd like to thank CJMQ for being part of it.
Oh, well, thank you for coming in. Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.